So there's another paper you have in Annals of Surgical Oncology, Surgeon Variability and Factors Predicting for Reoperation Following Breast-Conserving Surgery. Can you talk about what you looked at there?
Sure. Well, in breast-conserving surgery, one of our biggest challenges is obtaining clear margins. And before the consensus guidelines for what is the definition of a clear margin, there was a lot of variability amongst surgeons as to what they accepted as a negative margin width and when they would take someone back to the operating room for re-excision or not. We know from lots of published work that the re-excision rate in breast conservation therapy across the nation has been reported to be in the 20% to 30% range. And so certainly having to take back one of every three patients that you operate on is not ideal. The consensus guidelines on the definition of a negative margin for invasive breast cancer certainly resulted in a dramatic decrease in the number of patients going back for re-excision, with the definition of no tumor on ink as a negative margin. There was really no need for surgeons to go back for a more widely clear margin, so to speak. And so in that particular analysis, one of our residents was the first author, and she looked at the re-excision rates and return to the OR rates amongst the large group of surgeons at the Brigham. The time period that she studied was actually before my arrival. But there again was a wide variation, and that variation really reflected the time period where there wasn't a consensus on what defined a clear margin. Since that time, we again have continually to monitor our own data and our own outcomes. And with the adoption of the consensus statement for the definition of a negative margin, as well as some other measures that we've put in place to reduce some variability between surgeons, we've seen a dramatic decrease in our rates of returning to the operating room for re-excision, which now hover in the 10% to 15% range across our group of 11 surgeons. So again, it's important for us to collect our own data, monitor our own practice and our outcomes, and make sure that we are doing the best that we can for our patients.